We're getting reaction today after President Biden's statement over the weekend calling the mass killings of Armenians a century ago a genocide. Biden is the first sitting U.S. president to do so in decades, and today, Turkey's president said the statement is upsetting ties between the two countries. Joining us now by Skype is Ara Sanjian. He's director of the Armenian Research Center at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. Professor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
And is the statement from President Biden over the weekend more than words and symbolism for Armenians? What's the sense you're getting?
I don't know. For Armenians, especially in this country, it's the end of a very sad episode in this country's history when, you know, different branches of governments should come to foreign pressure to state what is obvious for the world's scholarly community. But I think it puts an end to a long struggle so that the historical record is affirmed, because so many of the survivors of the genocide ended up living in the United States. And now it's the third and sometimes the fourth generation of survivors who are contributing to life in this country. And for them, this means a lot.
I see. Well, let's take a moment just to look at the historical record. Up to 1.5 million Armenians either killed or deported. Now, more than 100 years ago, when Ottoman Turks began their campaign against them. Could you just explain what happened, what motivated that violence?
Well, actually, when the Ottoman Empire was disintegrating at the end of the Age of Empires and the rise of nation states throughout the world, the Ottoman leadership was afraid that sooner or later Armenians may also secede. And the immediate context that they were afraid that as the Russian armies were advancing toward World War I, Armenians may actually sympathize with the Russians. Almost every Armenian, except in very few locations, were actually all deported. We think that close to 2 million people were deported. And in the end, the total number of Armenians who were killed died because of the difficulties of being deported and walking on foot for miles and miles and miles, and also other women and young children who were forcibly assimilated by being taken into Turkish and Muslim homes, etc. The total number should be close to 1.5 million. I think the number of the dead should be around the 1 million mark.
And Armenians, correct me if I'm wrong, mostly Christian? Did religion have anything to do with this?
Well, Armenians are almost all of them Christian. And I think religion did have a role, but I think more it was the rise of nationalism in the age of crumbling empires. Armenians as Christians in a Muslim-dominated empire were seen as second-class citizens for many, many centuries. But in the age of rising nationalism, of course, and liberalism coming from Europe, they wanted to assert their rights as citizens and to get a better deal, which was not always easy for those who had dominated the country to swallow. As you know, new requests for people, asking for equal rights.
Well, U.S. presidents have steered clear of mentioning the Armenian genocide, although Ronald Reagan did refer to it in a statement honoring Nazi Holocaust victims back in 1981. Why the reluctance? Why is it even noteworthy that we should be remarking on the fact that President Biden made this statement?
Well, the irony is that for the documentation of the genocide, we owe a lot to the American diplomatic network inside the Ottoman Empire. And what they have left us is a very, very important source of what happened, recorded by eyewitnesses. Now, in this case, the reluctance of the American presidents, ever since the 1980s, when this became a hot issue, to actually use the word genocide because it would anger Turkey has really been very painful for Armenians, not only inside the United States, but also Armenians all over the world. I think the reluctance was basically not to antagonize Turkey, which was seen as a staunch NATO ally.
Well, that's exactly what President Biden has done, it appears. Before Biden's official statement over the weekend, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that the country, this is a quote, will continue to defend truths against the so-called Armenian genocide lie and those who support this slander with political motivations. So what will this mean for the future relationship between the U.S. and Turkey?
Well, the reason President Biden took a step, which even as vice president he had not dared to take under President Obama, is that since 2015, Turkish foreign policy has become so erratic under Recep Tayyip Erdogan that, as one Turkish commentator working in Europe had written, that we have no friends left, he said, in Washington to speak on our own behalf. They have alienated the State Department. They have alienated the Pentagon. Already their positions in the Congress were relatively weak because, you know, so many of the congressmen have good links with their Armenian constituents, etc. So I think this has really weakened their own position. But then also this has been a very gradual development. And if we look at it as a process, the previous, you know, Biden administration under Obama actually did play an important role in gradually bringing the United States to this current position.
Ara Sanjian is Associate Professor of History and the Director of the Armenian Research Center at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.